from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker, as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday broadcast and live from Flowery Branch. Falcons practice almost over for the day. Darnell Mooney going to sit down with us in the next 45 minutes or so. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good over here, Andy Bunker. It is Trillville Thursday. Stayed up a little late, watched most of the Braves game because damn Michael Harris kept me up.
Oh,
I mean, I was like, you know what? I want to see Michael bat. You know, I ain't seen him in a while. Let me just sit here and just watch him. Pacal.
Into the ocean.
Okay, tell me this. I got to go real quick. Because what's the name of that the cove that it goes into?
McCovey Cove.
McCovey Cove. Okay. There was a guy who got the ball.
Yes.
He had a shirt on.
Yeah, it's Dave McCovey Cove Dave.
Yeah, is that all he does?
Yes. He goes to every game in his kayak.
Okay, in his kayak. So how many balls?
Three per
how
year.
How many baseballs does he have?
Three per year.
What do you mean?
There's only about three per year that go into the
oh, game. Really? I'm thinking there's more than that.
Well, back when Barry used to play there, he'd splash down like every homestand. But, yeah, it was 102 ever.
Right.
Home team.
Okay.
I think I don't remember what they said Michael Harris's home run made it overall, but it's not that
big. Okay.
For the amount of games it's played there.
Right.
I saw there was a stat yesterday that on average in a year, they got 81 home games, obviously, three balls end up.
Okay, I'm thinking it's more.
That man's out there every game.
Right, in that kayak. Waiting for a ball.
Which, you know, listen to the game on his headphones.
Right.
Kayaking's nice. He's just out there having a nice time. And most nights, that's just a man going for a little kayak.
Okay, I was so curious.
When
I saw his name on it.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. The guy was like, is that what he does for a living? Is just kayak behind a baseball field?
I don't know that that's what he does for a living, but that's certainly what he does with his spare time.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know his stance on giving Michael that ball back?
I read this morning. He said no.
Yeah, not going to do it.
Why not?
He said he's never caught a grand slam before.
Oh, what? You know. Oh, Randy, please. It's too early to
go. No,
Yeah, it is.
Yell at him. It's all right.
No, no, I was about to curse, but I forgot we're not on the podcast. We're on the podcast. You know what? I'm gonna cuss tomorrow about it. Off the cuff. I'm a cuss about day tomorrow on Africa. But no, I never knew that as far as how many balls per year go in. But that's a nice question, because I saw the dude's name. I was like, is that his cove? Is that his area? Like, what if somebody was in there? Remember we were talking about the tailgate thing, and if I parked in somebody's damn spot, would I give it him? No.
No.
If somebody else brings a kayak in right there.
It's public?
That's what I'm saying. Does he not? I mean, he got a name now, so that means he thinks that's his.
Because remember when Barry was doing it and he was getting ready to set records and all that stuff, that thing would be packed.
Yeah.
Like, there'd be, I don't know, hundreds, but there'd be a lot of people out there
right.
in boats and kayaks and all kinds of stuff to try to get that Barry Bonds home run ball. For various different reasons, less people hit the ball into the cove now.
Right.
So he's the only one out there.
Okay.
But I guess if you and I went out there and decided to, maybe probably our own kayaks, right? We don't want a tandem kayak.
No.
Which, by the way, if you're looking for a good relationship tester, go on a tandem kayak your partner.
Been there.
You're going to find out.
Been there.
You're going to find out. Anyway.
Been there.
Yeah, we could go out there and, I don't know, Dave might be a little territorial, but what's he going to do? He doesn't own the ocean.
Oh, I would love to hit him with a damn oar.
And I'll tell you this, if I was out there and I got Michael Harris's grand slam,
I would give it back to him.
Yeah, I would give it back to him. I would give it back to him. But I wasn't out there, and Dave was, and I guess he doesn't want to give it back to him. It was also Michael Harris's first career grand slam, but how fun was that?
That was like, cool, man.
It honestly, it's like the first time in I don't know how long that I tuned into a Braves game and something happened that was – like, beyond just, oh, that's great. Like, Chris Sale have a great start, or, I don't know. There's been other pretty cool moments this year, but that was, like, the best moment in a really long time in this season, in a season that needed it. And they scored a bunch of runs yesterday, and they won the game, and they've won the first three games of that series against San Francisco. Hopefully they can complete the sweep. But, man, what a great moment that was last night. And that was after we found out that the Falcons traded for Matthew Judon.
Yeah, man.
Some days you come in and it's like, all right, what are we going to talk about in the first segment?
Right.
Other days you come in and Michael Harris hits a grand slam in the first inning after not playing for 2 months, and the Falcons traded for the best pass rusher they've had on their team since
John Abraham. Right. Yeah. You know, when I saw it, I was like, okay, it is an excellent move. Matthew Judon is a hell of a football player. He's one of my favorite players because he plays with so much violence. He's a violent football player. Look at his hands and everything that he plays with. Like, we look at it, it says pass rusher. He does that, but he does everything. I mean, this dude is a violent football player. I thought about this morning who I thought he reminded me of. He reminds me so much of Tamba Ali. Mm. He might be a better pass rusher than Tamba, but I'm talking about overall physicality in a game. He plays with it. And so I thought it was a great move by the Falcons, giving up a third-round pick. And, you know, they found some money, Andy. Remember, oh, they got no money.
Well, they did it how we knew they would.
Yes,
they
restructured there was a reason to do that.
Yeah.
And so now you're in a situation where if they – I give Terry and his staff kudos and everything like that, but if they get him to play for 6'5 this year, that's a steal. That's a steal.
That's a steal.
If you get him to play for that this year. And so I don't know what's going on with that as far as – because that's the reason he wasn't playing New England.
Yeah.
Because he wanted a new deal.
Yep.
Now, I don't know, and I saw where where Rob was talking about in LA is kind of similar when they went and got Von Miller and everything like that. I think they got Von the trade deadline. I don't know if Von started the season in LA. But that's if they get him to play for that, hell yeah. Now, I'm not saying you don't give him a big deal, but I don't see this as a move where you give him a 5-year deal.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Not at 32 years old.
Not 32 years
coming
old.
Coming off of an injury last year.
But.
But I also do wonder because, you know, you look at what the Jets are dealing with Hassan Reddick. They traded for him because he wanted out of Philly because Philly wasn't giving him that contract.
Right.
And now he's not there because they're not going to give him that contract either. I would hope that whatever that conversation was that needed to happen about, all right, like maybe you're just unhappy there for various reasons. That team's going to be bad anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe you come here and immediately become the best player on our defense if healthy. And if you play great, then you earn that contract.
Yeah.
Or if he's like, if I'm going there, I want, you know.
Yeah, so we don't
deal's
know.
The same.
Deal's the same. So, I mean, anything is possible. We don't know as far as what was talked about, him coming here with the contract situation, everything like that. So
I would just assume.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, the Jets are the Jets, and they do Jet stuff.
Right.
I would assume Terry Fontenot isn't making a trade for a guy without knowledge he's going to go on the field.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? He's not going to get to Atlanta and be like, all right, well, we're not doing this until we get something on paper.
But
wait a minute. We didn't talk about that.
And if I'm in the players, you know, Matt Judon's situation, I'm not playing on that. But I'm not saying that he won't. I'm just talking about me in general. I'm not playing on this deal. And so, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it as the day and the next days go on when he gets in and takes his physical. And there could be something in the works right now. We don't know all that. All I know is that they got a hell of a football player who is going to make this defense that much better, make this team that much better, because he is a game wrecker. And you know, I hate that damn stat, win rate, pass rush, whatever the crap that stat is or whatever. He's one of the best. I don't need no damn some dork stat to tell me that.
You know what stat I like?
This dude gets
sacks.
After it. This dude gets after it.
15 and a half sacks in 2022.
Yes, exactly.
12 and a half sacks in 2021.
And he was on pace this last year. He had 4 in 4 games.
Right, before he got hurt.
Before he got hurt.
He was hurt last year.
Yeah.
It is what it is. He's also 32 years old.
Okay.
Which, you know.
He's still prime.
He's still a prime player. He's the back end of his prime. Yeah. But that, you know, he's not a young player.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. I mean, this is a guy who's a premier edge rusher. This is a guy that Falcons haven't had in a decade plus. I mean, obviously there was the 1 year of Vic Beasley, but this is a whole different thing. And this is exactly what we've been asking for. That's why I'm so excited about it. It's like, this is exactly the thing that we've gone into the season every year, the last 6 years, and said, well, where is this going to come from?
Right.
And it hasn't come from anywhere because they didn't have one of these guys. They tried to do this thing by committee. And that's why, you know, you go back to the draft and the reaction of taking a quarterback in the first round is not a win now move. Well, the thing is, they didn't play then.
Yeah.
They didn't have a game for 6 months at that point. They still had time to try to figure out some of the other things on their roster. And obviously, this is a little bit late in the game, but so what? They don't play yet. They don't play until September.
Yeah.
All you got to do is have all the right guys on the field before you play the Pittsburgh Steelers,
that's
and hopefully those
thing.
Guys are healthy. But, yeah, no, I mean, this is a huge credit to Terry Fontenot for staying active on the other parts of the roster that very clearly were thin, right?
Yes.
You addressed a lot of other places that needed to be addressed. Still, we're wondering, all right, well, we're still kind of treating that pass rush the way we've been treating it.
Right.
Like, we'll figure it out. Now, this isn't that we'll figure
no,
it
listen,
out.
No, listen, we're going
this
for
is the answer.
And then they got,
this is the answer
have,
to that question.
They have the money to get him. And again, I don't know what the contract situation is. If he's playing on 6.5, that's even, I mean.
Great. Go get Simmons, too.
Both. And that's the thing about it. You can go get him.
Get them both.
Yeah, you can go get them. I mean, that's a win-win. That's a win. I mean, this is a big win for the Falcons, no matter how it goes.
It really is.
It is. Whether he won't ever – I mean, just getting him is a win because he didn't come here – he's not coming here with the – I'm assuming, as a player, he's assuming that either they're going to give him something else or he's going to bet on himself. Now, if I'm 32 years old, I ain't betting on my damn self.
Nah.
Let me get mine.
Yeah.
Let me get mine.
There's got to be an agreement if it's me, but maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not.
If you want to go back and feel better about a game that you felt terrible about when it happened, go watch the highlights of the Falcons-Patriots game from 21 when Matthew Judon just destroyed everything the whole game. The Patriots beat the Falcons 25-0 that day. Mac Jones' best game ever probably as a Patriot. You'll feel better about it watching Matt Judon. He's on your team now.
One-man wrecking crew.
Those long-sleeve red shirts, he can wear them here.
Yeah, I'm curious because the red stood out under their uniform. Is he going to break out the red here?
Very curious. Long-sleeve reds are a non-negotiable, right?
I would think so.
Judon's bringing the long-sleeve reds.
I was what other color could he go? But, yeah.
Black?
That's what I thought, but, yeah, whatever, man.
Whatever.
What would you want to damn wear?
Wear neon green, like Marcelo Zuna, if you're getting to the quarterback. I don't care. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. Darnell Mooney is going to join us in this hour as well as soon as practice is over. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
A look at the top trending headlines.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
He's done a bunch in his career early on in Baltimore. I don't know if you remember, but he had some ability to move around. He had some ability to do a bunch of different things. He's a smart football player. He's uniquely smart in that way. Very educated within the game, and he's been around a lot of really good coaches. I mean, obviously up there in, with the Patriots, with Belichick, but even before that with the Baltimore Ravens and a bunch of things they do. Like I told you, I always stole from them guys anyway. So you're able to look at those guys, look at different things they do, some of the violence that they bring to the game. And then last year, he was more of an edge player, but did have the ability to move around some of their packages. So you can see him moving around a bunch, doing a bunch of different things. So he's very versatile. He has real set role, clear roles in his head. And he brings the juice, and we can't wait to get him out there in the grass.
Yeah, that's Raheem Morris earlier this morning talking about Matthew Judon, the newest Atlanta Falcon. Happy birthday to Matthew Judon, yeah, too, by the way. Today, nice little birthday present. Get traded off one of the worst teams in the NFL to a team that's got a real chance this year, and to come in and be the difference maker, right, on the defense, like the exact thing that this defense has needed for years and years. Obviously knocking on wood that he can stay healthy this year, but if he's healthy and on that field,
he's going to produce.
Judon's going to be phenomenal for, yeah, this defense.
Yeah, I mean, he's a two-way outside player. He plays the run, he plays the pass. Now, I don't know how good he is in coverage and all that, but I'm not paying you to cover.
Yeah,
you to cover.
Yeah, I hope he's good, but I don't care.
I don't care if he's good.
Yeah. Go tackle the quarterback.
I'm not paying you to cover. Uh-huh. You know, but yeah, he is a we talked about it earlier in the first segment. He's a violent player. Plays with a lot of violence.
That's what Raheem said right there too.
Violent hands. Yeah, you know, it takes on the run. I mean, he spills plays. Like, he does so many things, and he's going to give you an attitude up front. And I think that's in the missing piece is it, you know, was a player of his caliber. He is one of the better pass rushers in all of football, too, Andy. I mean, I think the elite guys, I think of Watt, I think of Garrett, I think of Parsons, guys like that, he's right below that. You know, he's where like Trey Hendrickson, those type of game record ass players.
All guys that we've begged them to,
yes,
look at,
yes,
or go after.
Yes.
Oh, this guy wants a trade? Find a way to get him.
Go get him.
Oh, this guy's a free agent?
Yep.
Throw some money,
yes,
at him. And Judon, we talked about Matthew Judon yesterday.
Yes.
We were like, all right, look, I mean, the Patriots, they're fielding calls.
Yeah. Are you called?
You got their number.
Are you one of those people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's who Terry was talking to Monday. Well, hey, Terry, who? Yeah.
You saw him walking around here on his cell phone.
Yeah, right there, talking on his phone, right outside the door. Like, I try to ear hustle.
Yeah. What did he say? Judon? What did he say?
Oh, really? But no, I think it's a great deal for the Falcons, especially if they can get him to play on the 6.5 million this year. I mean,
awesome.
You can't get no better than that.
No, there will be no better value as far as a pass rusher in the NFL. I don't know if there's some like incredible guy who's still on his rookie contract who was late round.
But yeah.
That's the other thing too about it is it just sort of goes back to something we always talk about every draft. This guy was taken in the 5th round by the Ravens.
Yep.
They just know.
Yep.
They just know.
And it was crazy.
And then he was signed by Belichick.
Bill got him.
Yeah.
Bill wanted him so bad.
Yeah.
When he was a free agent, he was one of them.
With that one free agent offseason where they actually spent money with Belichick.
He was the first one.
He was the first guy. And he was excellent.
Yes.
He was excellent in New England before last year when he got hurt. And he was good last year before he got hurt.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, do they do this even if Trice is healthy?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So maybe there's another signing or something down the road. And obviously there's still preseason games and all that for guys to earn spots on this team, but this is when we talk about guys like Arnold Ebiketie and Lorenzo Carter and other D'Angelo Malone, potentially like other edge rushers. These guys benefit so much from there being a genuine
guy. Right.
Like asking one of those guys to become the guy is such a big ask, and it would have been great if they could have. Now they don't have to.
They still have to.
Well, come along, but like with Matthew Judon, you're not going to be the guy.
Right.
Like it's a hell of a lot easier when you're not the focal point of what they're doing on the edge, and hopefully that benefits all those guys.
Well, I think that the biggest thing that they're going to benefit from a lot of times is that Matthew John is a guy where protection is slid to.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay attention.
Yes, you're going to slide.
Now you're covering
one-on-one.
Maybe you can win.
You know what I mean? And you should have more opportunities. Yeah. He's a guy that flushes the pocket so he can flush the quarterback to you. Like, when John Abraham was here, when he was just falling to sacks and got all the this thing here and there. But
because if that's how the Falcons are getting sacks this year, excellent.
Yeah.
I don't care how they get them.
Yeah.
And if Judon gets 17 of them, great. If he flushes 9 sacks to other guys, great.
And he also helps the secondary.
Yeah.
He helps the secondary.
Exactly.
And they're fine. It gives you a chance where the quarterback's under pressure. Hey, there's errant passes, tip balls, all those things that he brings to the table. So just great hire, great leadership skills also. I mean, he's a great locker room guy for everything you hear from about him up in New England. And you said, right, he was drafted by the damn Ravens.
Drafted by the Ravens, signed by Belichick in free agency.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good resume piece. Also, everything that he's done when he's on the field. Home run move by the Falcons yesterday. Watching a little bit of practice today, pretty good day, honestly, from the secondary, which we don't say a lot so far in training camp. Micah Abernathy had a nice interception on a Cousins throw. A.J. Terrell had an incredible interception on the sideline. Penix made a pretty good pass on a pass to the sideline, and A.J. Terrell went up there and got an incredible play. A forced fumble by one of the linebackers on Drake London. Like, the defense, I think, win, loss, whatever, on a practice, but the defense looked pretty good today.
Well, I think that, you know, when you go by a lot of the stuff you saw yesterday and heard yesterday from guys that were practiced, the offense got after him yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, it's a pride thing. And so, from what you said, it seems like the defense had a better day-to-day. Anytime you can create turnovers is a great day.
It also looked like the offense might have been working on some different types of stuff because there were multiple times when Penix and Cousins had to call timeout.
Uh-huh.
They're moving. I hadn't seen that yet in training camp so far, in practice so far. But there was a couple different times they were like, we don't have this
right.
I don't want to get somebody hurt. Let's huddle up again and make sure we get this thing right. So,
okay.
I don't know. Maybe they were complicating things for the quarterbacks today or something like that. I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses for them. But great plays by those guys in the secondary. And good to see. Hopefully they'll be able to make more of those with
more
Matthew Judon making life uncomfortable for the opposing quarterback. All right. Let's hear Michael Harris make his return to the Braves lineup last night with authority.
This ball is hit deep to right. Are you kidding me? Welcome back, Michael Harris! A grand slam into McCovey Cove! Let's go!
Hey, Bo, could you play that one more time for me? I just want to hear the bat.
This ball is hit deep to right! Are you kidding me? Welcome back, Michael Harris!
He crushed that damn ball.
And, like, I do feel like it's harder anyway. Obviously, he hadn't played in a long time.
Right.
It's lefty-lefty. This guy, Robbie Ray, couldn't find the strike zone.
Dude, he was beating up everybody with the ball.
So to find a pitch that you could actually hit and feel comfortable swinging at after not playing, like I wouldn't have a problem if Harris went up there and just put the bat on his shoulders for four pitches because Robbie Ray couldn't find the strike zone. I think that was the second pitch of the at-bat. Like that's a very confident move to go after a pitch like that with a guy who, I mean, he walked in a run, the batter before.
Yes.
So if you'd be like, yeah, you know what? I haven't played in a while.
See how hammy feels. Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's nice when you get to jog. It's nice to get to trot around the base pass a little bit. They got Robbie Ray out of there in the first inning.
This guy won
the Cy Young like 2 years ago.
He smacked the hell out of that ball, man. And then, obviously, other guys chipped in. Matt Olson with a big home run. And I thought, you know, it's always fun when you can score runs. We know that, man. And it's always fun when you were waiting for a guy like Michael Harris. I talked about it. I mean, I was usually watching the previous two games where I wake up in the morning and catch the rest of them. I sat up the whole time and watched this one because Michael was, you know, he kept me awake, man. And score runs always keeps you awake.
I had the opposite where, like, I had stayed up the last couple of nights because the game was tight.
Uh-huh.
They're up 7-1 in the fifth. I'm like, all right, great.
I'll just call it a night. I'm going to keep watching.
Go to bed.
I'm gonna keep watching.
Thank you, Braves offense. Grant Holmes also had a really nice game, too. Kind of sold him short yesterday. Now, they did what we asked him to do. Score some runs for him, make his life easy, and then he was able to just throw strikes and not have to worry about being too cute out there.
I'm sick and tired of carrying all the weight.
He didn't have to carry all the weight, and he got his first career win as a starter.
Which is awesome, which is awesome for him. I think that, you know, it's a good sign when you got that type of player in there, Mike, because a lot of times, and I'm not saying Michael's the best player on this team, but he's one of the best players. You get him back, juices you up as a team. Hopefully it carries over. I'm not saying it will, but hopefully it does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some other news, some of the A.J. Minter thing, that's unfortunate. It's probably his time with the Braves probably up.
Yeah, the A.J. Minter thing, meaning that he's going to have hip surgery. But he might not get it.
Right.
He might wait to get it till after the year, so maybe he could return and pitch for the team.
He ain't been pitching good, so go ahead and surgery.
Yeah.
It's the reason. Maybe the hip is the reason you're not pitching
well. He was out for a couple weeks earlier in the year with the same hip injury. And it kind of sucks that Minter and Matzik, their run might both
come. It was great, though.
It was great. The night shift, baby.
Yeah, man.
When it was great, it was great. And that's kind of the thing about relief pitchers.
Yeah.
Unless they're like elite level closers.
Yes. They come and go,
man. They kind of come and go. You get hot, whatever. You're healthy for that brief period of time, whatever it is. I mean, look, AJ set the weird record earlier in the year where he like had the most holds or something in Braves franchise history.
Yeah.
But like, that's such a rare thing because usually when you're as good as he is as a relief pitcher, you become a closer. And then you don't get holes.
But remember, they tried to make
him a closer. He was at one point.
Yeah, he was. Yes. He was, man.
He was better suited to be a setup man.
Yes. Yes. There's no doubt about it, man. But what time is the game today?
It's a great question.
3:45. Appreciate it, Bo.
3:45.
Okay.
Going for the sweep.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's get out of there with some momentum, Andy. And, I mean, we're not going to jump all the way up they're back, baby. But it feels good not to say they stink, baby.
Yeah. But, again, it is, unfortunately, the same thing, right? Like, they won 6 out of 7, and we did a topic on a Friday where it was like, can they catch the Phillies?
Not going to do that.
And I was like, yeah, maybe. And then they lost 100 in a row.
When they win tonight, when they win today, I'm sorry, we're not doing that tomorrow.
No.
We're not doing it tomorrow.
There's too much 2024 Braves in the rearview mirror to overreact to anything positively or negatively. All we got to hope is they're able to be good enough to make the playoffs and get hot when it counts. Now, the most important thing that's happened to the Braves in a long time happened yesterday, though, which is, I know Harris hitting the Grand Slam, but being back.
Right.
Like, Michael Harris being back gives them that actual opportunity to do what we're talking about. You're not, like, hoping that Eddie Rosario
has a good day,
lucks into it again.
Right.
Like, you're actually able to play a guy who's a legitimate elite player in baseball. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. What is it? Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney's going to join us at some point. How you just peeked out there, Abe? Looking like it's going to be a pretty good chance Darnell Mooney joins us on the other side of the break. It might be a couple minutes after we come back from break. And if so, me and Randy will talk about some stuff.
You got me.
I don't know what, but we'll do it. And we'll broadcast it on the radio. And it'll be highly entertaining. And then Darnell Mooney will come. And we'll talk about him being a wide receiver for the Falcons. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
this upcoming season.
It's training camp, and we've got you covered live from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive camp coverage is brought to you by attorney Ken Nugent, getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Here's Andy and Randy.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you. Thrillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle. Get caught up on everything that happened over the last 24 hours in the NFL. Biggest news over the last 24 hours in the NFL outside of J.J. McCarthy missing the whole season, which we'll talk about. Trade the Falcons made yesterday to acquire Matthew Judon. I wonder, because you've been on teams that made training camp time trades, right? Mm-hmm. When a trade like this happens, like, is it something that, I don't know, you guys have meetings and you're in the weight room and stuff like that, you guys talk about a lot, or is it just like, hey, we've got Judon, kind of keep it moving?
Pretty much.
Which one?
Oh, the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're happy about it, but it ain't like we're not, like, it's not the fans' reaction to
right,
it or anything
right,
like
right,
that. But yeah. I mean, especially it depends on the caliber of the player.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And things like that.
Now, if you're
like
one
that,
of the edge rushers, maybe you're a little bit like, all right, cool.
I mean.
But if you're a tight end, you might be like, good, we needed that.
Yeah,
these edge rushers were a little thin.
As far as like having to go against them in practice and stuff?
No, just like. Say you're on this team and you're a tight end,
okay,
right?
Right.
Of course, you would never say aloud,
right?
Boy, our injuries aren't
so good. Oh, okay.
But you know.
You know what time it is.
Obviously. And you go make that trade. Like, you might not say that out loud either. But internally, you're like, all right, we just got a lot better.
Yeah,
that's
dog.
Pretty good.
I mean, that does happen. And I'm sure, you know, when you look at the caliber of player he is, you're juiced about it. I know, you know, Grady and all those guys excited and everything like that. And they're always going to say the right thing.
Sure.
But from everything you get from his time in New England, he's a very respected, and obviously it helps that he's good as hell. But, I mean, he just seems like it's not going to be a transition to fit in this locker room with this team and with these players. And he is a he is a primetime player, at a premium position in the NFL, a pass rusher, who you don't have to scheme to beat a tackle.
Right.
You go over there, you line up over that guy, you go beat him.
It's not one of those things where it's like, I don't know, what other position? What we're talking about with Simmons.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they already have a guy who's kind of similar,
right,
and how would they work it, and how would they make it work, and all that stuff. But
still, I still think that. I mean, and things, you know, Jimmy Ray and all of them are more smart than I am. So, I mean, I'm just going by when I view a football field, view a defense,
they're similar.
They've always done the same thing. And not saying that they can't change if the role is asked of them.
Yes, but this is also something that we've talked about dating back months to when you're looking at free agents in the secondary. And whenever we would talk about Simmons, you said, well, they already have Bates.
Yeah.
Even, I think, I don't know if Simmons was available the same offseason that Bates was free agency-wise, but we knew when he got cut from the Broncos that somebody was going to sign him.
Right.
And we talked about it months ago, and it was the same thing. It's like, well, you know, maybe, but, you know, it kind of doesn't make as much sense as maybe another guy would that's sort of a yin and
because they've always done the same thing in their career. That's the only way I see it. I mean,
right.
So I'm not saying that they can't change their roles. I would never say that. I'm just saying from their career paths, they've always been the same type of safety.
Yeah. Right. And with Judon, I mean, throw him in there. Put him on the edge.
He can play either side. He's like most good pass rushers in the league. You can rush him on either side.
Yeah, just put him on the side that has the worst tackle.
Yeah, you can rush him either side. I saw the couple clips where the tight end was chipping. He still got past the chip, got the sack. Now, I know this for most tackles hate it when you do that because you can just get in the damn way. Give him some body presence. And then let the tackle get him. Don't be trying to bump him and all that other stuff. You don't know what the hell you're doing. Because you know what you do? You put the tackle in a worse spot. Because now he's off balance. And this guy's such an athlete. That one bump that you give him ain't going to do a damn thing.
Stop him. It just made him more
damn,
mad.
Ain't going to do a damn thing.
Right? The little love tap
exactly.
You gave.
Exactly.
DeMarcus Ware on the way to the quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, just watching out in practice. I just think, they got the third stringers out there going against each other. Saw a lot of Taylor Heineke out there with the threes. I think he's looking at it from a standpoint of how Miami went and how sloppy it looked. All right, let's get these guys some damn practice rep because these guys are going to play
they are
the majority
play.
Of the game.
Yeah, they are going to play.
Yeah, because, it looks like because yesterday was 2 hours plus practice. Today it seems like it's going to be the same thing, you know, just trying to get that training camp in, you know, because it's an hour and a half cakewalk. Let's go get it.
Hey, the other great thing about trading for Judon right now is they go to Baltimore tomorrow to play him on Saturday.
Right.
He played for Baltimore. He's not playing.
He ain't playing.
He's not playing. He can be the tour guide. He probably knows about that place you talked about.
Oh, I think Norma Jean shut down.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, I think Norma Jean shut down.
Well, that's a shame.
But
well, there's probably some new places.
It could be. It could be.
Extracurricular activities or like I'm just saying, he could be a little tour guide for
folks.
Yeah,
man.
Nice.
But I mean, he is.
I'm like, just thinking about the team.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the team.
But he's going to make that. He's going to make everybody so much better. And I know I heard Stig and Aber talking about, you know, is he the best player on this team right now? Probably. Probably. I mean, here is Jesse.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of certainly decorated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Decorated. I mean,
four-time Pro Bowler.
Yes.
60-something sacks in his career.
Yeah, I mean, he gets it done. He gets it done. And, you know, I thought that was the biggest thing whenever you talk about.
That's,
you know,
funny.
Whenever you talk about going to, because you know how I feel about, like, certain, going after certain positions on other teams. And you know how I feel about going after certain pass rushes from other teams. That's if they're not proven.
This is different.
This is different.
No, this is different, though.
This is a lot different.
Our rule is you don't sign other teams'
yes.
pass rushes.
Yes.
You trade for them. A third rounder.
Yes.
It's different.
But it's not even as different. It's a proof. He's a proven commodity.
He is.
Yes. Like,
he is that. But, again, I think it's different. If you get this guy for $6.5 this year.
If you get him for $6.5 million this year.
And then he balls out. And then you sign him. Great.
No. Now, I think if he balls out, he ain't coming back.
Well, he probably can't afford to.
Yeah.
He's going to go someplace.
Yeah. If he balls, like, I'm pretty sure he's going to, he's not coming back.
Well, and that's the Von Miller comparison that you made earlier that fits even better is you bet on himself at that point of his career, kind of similar age to where Judon is now, and then got a giant contract for Buffalo.
Yeah, we got $100 million.
Yeah. After that. So, yeah, I mean, Matt Judon knows that. He knows what the market looks like. He knows, okay, where do I have a better chance of actually showing out this year? Probably not in New England, where we're going to suck, not have any leads.
Right.
No one else is good on the team. Let me come here, be the exact thing that they need. They've got the offense in place, new energy, all that kind of stuff. I do wonder what number he's going to wear. Not that it's the biggest deal in the world, but I was talking to Joe Patrick about he wears 9 or wore 9 in New England because he's the 9th of 10 kids.
Oh, really?
Big family.
Okay.
Penix is 9.
So. Oh, no, he's not getting 9.
No. Now, he wore when he was in Baltimore, he wore 99.
He did.
So maybe.
He did. Is there a 99 here?
All right, hang on. I got the roster right here. Come on, Internet. Dang it. There it is. Yes, Eddie Goldman.
Eddie Goldman.
But
I'm not going to do
it. Is Eddie Goldman a real person?
Now, if he wanted 9, are there any single-digit numbers left? I don't think there is.
Darnell Mooney is number 1. Is there a 2?
Who?
There might be a 2.
Who?
Younghoe's 6.
No, Younghoe's 6. He can't wear 2, though.
Lorenzo Carter's 0.
Okay, but he can't wear 2, though.
Why not?
Because Matt's 2. Matt's getting retired.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So quickly we forget.
Yeah. Is there an 11?
OJ Hilaire, but he's probably not going to make the team.
Okay, so give him 11.
All right.
Yeah, go take 11.
11's not bad.
Yeah, I love 11.
Is 11, they're going to let OJ Hilaire, I mean, he's wearing it now, but that's Julio's number.
So?
Really?
Let me get that.
All right.
Let me get that.
Yeah, I guess.
Let me get that off you.
It didn't end great.
Yeah, let me get that. Let me get that off you, man.
Oh no, they're 4. Heineke's 4.
Let me get that off you, dog.
5. Drake London's 5. Nah. Drake London didn't have a great day today. He had a drop and then he fumbled on the next play after
that's
that.
That's the thing. When we talk about consistency, it starts out there. And he had a monster day yesterday.
Yeah, big day yesterday.
And he had to pull it back. That's why when you were telling me about the defense, seems like they were able to get a better day today.
Because
they probably got yelled at. And everything, it sounded like they got their ass whooped yesterday.
Yeah, no, they did.
And the offense
had the better of them.
Yeah, and so that's what it seems like. Maybe it's the Judon juice. You know,
Ooh. Oh,
we got a new dude out here. Let's, you know, and from what I was just talking to Sandy, he's here somewhere. They say that he's in the weight room. So, yeah, I mean,
right where you want him. Get him a physical and then, get him some weights.
Yeah, but if they get him, if he plays on his current contract, that is a big time win.
Yeah.
That's a big time.
Yeah, it would be. Again, just getting him.
Yes.
Even if you have to renegotiate and pay him, fine. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's for Terry Fontenot to kind of negotiate and figure out. Like,
right.
You have Matthew Judon.
Yes.
That's a player or at least a player type. No, he's actually a specific player that we've asked for before.
Yes.
Because when he was a free agent for Baltimore, we were like, go get him. And Belichick was like, no, you cannot. That will be ours.
Yes. We said, go get him.
We will be getting him.
Yeah.
And then when things fell apart up there in New England, we talked about it yesterday.
Go get him.
Matthew Judon's the best player on that Patriots team that has no business having a player as good as him.
Yes.
They are going to be bad. I don't think they're going to be bad on purpose, but maybe
they play tonight, don't they?
Benefit them by being bad. They're going to be terrible.
I think they play tonight. You get to see a little bit more Drake May, hopefully. Yeah. They throw more than two passes, two checkdowns.
Yeah. But they don't have anybody to protect
them. Checkdowns.
There's no reason to get Drake May hurt in a preseason game, man, or at all. Speaking of quarterback injuries, as we sort of, because I think Darnell Mooney is going to walk in here in just a minute, and we'll do.
It looks like it's going to be like it was yesterday.
J.J. McCarthy is going to miss the entire. Should we go to break?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll go to break. We will talk to Darnell Mooney on the other side. We'll also do a little NFL no huddle on the other side as well. Midday grab bag of questions at 12:20. So tons to get to in the noon hour as we broadcast live from Flowery Branch. Falcons practice is over, kind of. But they've been going a little longer.
Yeah, they're going longer.
Yeah, they're getting a little extra work. Running lines.
Is it running lines?
I don't know what they're doing. Running gassers. I don't know what they're doing. Somebody's giving a pep talk. Maybe Matthew Judon's addressing the team. I don't know what's happening. But Darnell Mooney will join us on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.